KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Near Philadelphia, in the biggest battleground state, Pennsylvania, Vice President Kamala Harris in Bucks County.
I am joined today by over 100 Republican leaders from across Pennsylvania and across our country who are supporting my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former President Trump at a town hall event on Fox News Channel with a woman-only audience saying it was the right call to overturn Roe v. Wade.
It's back in the states where they can have the vote of the people. It's exactly where they want to be.
State police in Argentina confirmed that former One Direction UK boy band star Liam Payne has died after a fall from the third floor of his hotel. He's 31. A small group of North Korean soldiers fighting with Russian forces in the front lines of the Russian-Ukraine war have deserted, says a Ukrainian source. Chuck Sievertson.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School districts across Wisconsin now know how much money they'll get from the state, and that has big ramifications for you, the taxpayer, here in Madison. Last year, the Madison Metropolitan School District got about $38 million from the state. This year, they'll get $61 million. The district is asking for a whopping $607 million in property tax increases on the ballot in a few weeks. Now, before the state aid was awarded, staff were just working with estimates. If those referendums pass, it would have cost the average Madison homeowner $316 more next year. But now it would only cost $40 more next year, something you really need to consider before you cast your ballot. And a portion of West Washington Avenue closes starting today. From 9 a.m. this morning, West Wash will be shut down between Broome and Fairchild Streets. Crews will be repaving that portion of the road. It's expected to open again after 3 o'clock tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Wherever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low to the mid-30s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night and early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild. It's 55 right now.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Hello. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for Nightlight on this Wednesday night. Not just Wednesday, I tend to host a show every night. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night as we barrel through this week, which seems like the first, it's definitely the first full week of fall, I think, in terms of temperature. Oh, it's supposed to get warmer tomorrow. Did you hear that, Conrad?
I did not.
Back
but
in the mid to high 60s the rest of the week. This is Wisconsin, right? In northern Wisconsin, yeah. Mid to high 60s in mid to late October.
You know what I just did today? I put like the cover on my AC and everything today.
What do you, oh, so you're shutting it down?
I shut it down because it was really, really cold in my apartment yesterday. I had like four blankets on when I went
to
sleep.
So you had like a draft coming through where the air conditioning is?
Yeah, and I was like, why is it so cold in here? I have all the windows shut.
Okay.
And the air is just going through the AC the whole time pretty much.
Look at you being a responsible homeowner. That's fantastic. Fun show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk. There's a great event happening north of here, about 45, 50 minutes in Marinette, my hood. That's where I live, and the Marinette Community Rec Center is putting on a great event November 2nd. Tickets are starting to sell. We're going to give some tickets away tonight on the show. It's called Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and it's at the Marinette Community Rec Center happening November 2nd. Sean Katzbeck from the Rec Center will be here. He's the marketing director. He's the one who put it all together with help, of course, but Sean does great work up there. He's going to jump on with us tonight at 6:35 and tell us all about this fun event. There's going to be it's a huge facility, especially for a town the size of Marinette. They're going to have a cook-off, I think, with beef. Beef is pretty popular, Conrad. A lot of people like beef.
I like beef.
So you should go to listen. This event has your name on it. You can. They're going to have a cook-off. Have you ever been part of that?
I can't say I have.
Either cooking or eating.
I'll be on the eating end. The cooking. Okay. No one will want to eat the food that I make. So,
what do you make? Like seriously, do you eat out all the time? Like you're a young single guy. Do you eat in your apartment? Do you make food? Do you go out? What do you do?
I make food. Okay. I say I'm like a C-tier cook.
Like, C, like you're the grade of C?
I can cook stuff that I'll enjoy, but I don't know if other people will enjoy it.
What are we talking about? Are you like a MacGyver, like you'll get like a piece of cheese and a pretzel, half a can of tuna,
no.
Like that kind of stuff? Or do you make like real recipes?
I can't say I actually like make real recipes.
Okay.
I will like make, you know, like steak, chicken, all of that type of stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I won't go off a recipe or anything. I'll use my own seasoning and stuff.
Nice.
I never really go into a cookbook and like, look for a recipe, though.
That's how genius is made. So, well, that's good. I'm impressed that you cook, though. That's good. It's better for you health-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And it saves you a ton of money.
Yes, it does.
Because even fast food now, you can't leave McDonald's without dropping $15.
I mean, there actually is. you go on the McDonald's app.
Okay.
And they have a deal for you every single day.
What's the deal?
They have like a 20% off, like a free sandwich with it or something.
Too much math. Already bored. No, seriously, like how much? Okay, with the app, what you're saying, if you ordered their deal, what are you paying?
Let's see. I haven't ordered from there in a long time, but my buddy uses it all the time. And he says it saves him, like, I'd say, like, on average, like, $3.
Okay. So $12 instead of 15, maybe? 10 yeah. instead of 13? Still cheaper to eat at home, though, right?
Yeah, well,
a lot healthier.
Yeah. Definitely a lot healthier.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that McDonald's app. They don't have salads there anymore. Do you know that?
They don't?
No.
Really?
They got rid of the salads, A, because...
Who goes to McDonald's to eat a salad,
exactly.
though?
Exactly. I mean, that's why they got rid of them. Like, people aren't ordering them. They're not going to sell them. And you're right. Nobody's getting the salad at McDonald's. They go there for the coffee, though.
I actually love their coffee.
A lot of people like their coffee.
And actually, it's like, it's not terribly expensive to get coffee from there.
Right. No,
but
you're right about
that. It's cheaper to get... If you have a Keurig, it's obviously cheaper to do that. But
I like on Facebook when I see people that, like, sometimes when people make friend requests, I want to know a little bit about them if I don't know them that well. So I'll check their likes and their follows and all that. And if they're crazy, obviously you don't accept the friend request. But a lot of people like McDonald's, like social media like. They click like for McDonald's.
Got to give it a like.
But it's just understood to me, I guess. Like, we all like McDonald's enough. I don't think any of us love McDonald's. We just accept it as part of our culture.
Can't you just like Facebook on Facebook?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of stupid to do.
I don't know. I still want to see Zuckerberg and Elon Musk duke it out.
Well, we all do.
Then I'll decide. So yeah, a fun interview at 6:35 with our friend Sean Katzbeck. He's from my hood. He lives up in Marinette. He's going to be here at 6:30. We'll talk all about this fun event happening in Marinette. And then we switch our attention to comedy in the form of National Lampoon. Jeff Tully is an executive at National Lampoon and does a lot of writing for them. And Jamie Kaler is an actor and the voice of the network. So the two of them are friends. Thought it'd be fun to have them on the show and talk about National Lampoon and what they do there, maybe some of the great movies. And I talked to Jeff recently. We were talking about scary movies, and I said Jeff was a guy who, when I was a stand-up, Jeff was just starting out. I think he was a doorman at a comedy club in Chicago, and he said, hey, what do you think about this joke? And he bounces a joke off me, and it was about how many Friday the 13th they have now. He's like, they have 7 movies now. Like, wouldn't that lake just be bodies right now? So I sent him a message that night. He goes, hey, man, I brought up a joke of yours. I don't know what you ever did with this joke. And he goes, I remember that joke. He goes, why don't I come on your show with Jamie Kaler? We could talk about jokes like that all night. Because all they do is watch Lampoon movies.
Oh,
and like
awesome.
Anchorman and Zoolander. And, Vacation's a National Lampoon movie. Animal House, obviously.
Funny Farm.
So Funny Farm. And I think Jeff writes promos for them, too. So I'm sure he has to watch a ton of their stuff. I wrote promos for Lifetime TV, the WB, and NBC. And one of the funnest gigs I had was when NBC got the Sunday Night Football game. It moved. I think ESPN took over Monday. So NBC was going to make – they had their Football Night in America campaign. So I got to sit in the room, bounce ideas off of how to best sell this this new concept of the NFL on NBC Sunday nights. And they just looked at me with a strange look every time I suggested something, but it was fun to be in the room. it was a really fun campaign to work on. But like on Lifetime, I had to watch so many bad, like My Husband's Cheating movies and WB. I had to watch like One Tree Hill and all these like Gilmore Girls. And some of the shows were okay. Like that's not a bad way to make a buck. You watch TV and you write the promos. And I think that's what Jeff does for National Lampoon, too. So those movies would be a blast to watch. Although, like anything, I'm sure you get sick of it. But Jeff's an old friend. He's bringing Jamie Kaler. Jamie was on a show called My Boys years ago on TBS, I think. And it was a great show about a female sports writer, I think. And she was good. The cast was good. I thought it was kind of a good show. I don't know whatever happened. Actually, I think it ran about 4 years, but... I enjoyed it. So I'll ask Jamie about that as well. It'll be good to have those guys on the show. That's at 7:20 tonight. And all right, so today is, what is it, Conrad? National Cat Day?
It's Global Cat Day.
Oh, Global Cat, not national.
It's global.
It's not America First. These are world cats. Global Cats Day, and I assume that means, like, you know, house cats? But maybe they're talking cougars and tigers. I don't know.
Well, the picture of it was a domesticated cat.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so cats. Those of you listening who have cats, here's our question tonight. Because yesterday I saw this article about people buying, this is insane. I don't know where society is headed, but it says, have we reached peak stupid? Or are you totally buying this? Crocs for dogs will debut later this month.
Buy.
Buy? Who's making them? I don't know. Do you know who the maker? Crocs. That's the brand, yeah. Right?
I'm buying it, though, if I had a dog.
Well, don't you think that would be hard for a dog to fit a dog's paw in a croc and then four-wheel it and put the strap up?
If you know, you can tell. If the dog doesn't like it, it'll tell you, you know? But if it likes it, it'll walk around with Crocs. I mean, that's awesome.
All right. It is, but and have you heard when you put the strap over your heel, that's called four-wheeling it? Like, then you're serious doing some serious croc work.
And if you put it back, it's called sports mode.
Is that true? Oh, I did not hear
that.
Because
that's when you can start running.
No. Oh, so you're saying when you lock it on with
the strap.
When
you lock it.
That, to me, is four-wheel.
Oh, that, okay.
So, which would mean the same as what you're saying. And I can't remember the name if you put the strap up.
Yeah. We'll have to look
that up
during break. But.
But these are Crocs for dogs, and they cost $50.
Okay, never mind. I won't buy.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy Crocs for myself for $50. I have an old pair my son bought years ago, and I said I'd never wear Crocs. And now sometimes I take the garbage out. You know, occasionally I'll run to the store quickly and throw on the Crocs. But they're making them for dogs now. So it just got me thinking. I don't want to judge. If you want to put a pair of Crocs in your dog, great. Sweater, perfect. Leg warmers, go for it. Nice pair of underpants, cover up. But our question tonight, folks, cats or dogs? Very simple. Where are you at? Are you a dog person or a cat person? I'm allergic to both. If I had to choose, I'd say dog. What about you, Conrad?
I would say dog. I've dog, never no. owned one. I've had cat. Cats.
I've had cats.
That sounded bad.
Sounded
I have never
street,
had cat.
Actually.
I really like dogs. And I definitely will eventually own one.
Okay. So it's a very simple question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Are you a dog person or a cat person? You can certainly explain why, but let us know, and we'll read it on the radio. As you know, you can always chime in on anything we're talking about throughout the course of the show here on Nightlight. Some showbiz talk, National Lampoon, some laughs, and talking a fun local event tonight. Sean Katz back here at 6:35 talking Marinettes, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Night on November 2nd. We'll talk about that and share your thoughts as well. That's what we'll do tonight. It's going to be a big community. We're gonna bring people together tonight because that's what we do. And we got to talk about Tony Shalhoub next, too. He's a Green Bay guy. All right, this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The
green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra, Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. So, all right. So my friend Dave, who refuses to text the actual show, he's in the 414. He says, this is his response. Dogs, bruh. Very simple.
Agreed.
Thank you, Dave. Me too. Carol in the 715, a friend of my wife, says cats more friendly. She might get some pushback on that. Right?
I would say, I mean, cats are friendly sometimes, but you can get that cat that's just
wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's annoyed that you're around his personal space. They'll whack you.
It's the cat is the pet, but somehow you're the one imposing. That's what I don't like about cats.
You're in the cat's house,
right?
That's what has to be remembered. So,
I don't know about that, but you know, people love their pets. I would go dog. Mark Becker checks in. Hey, Mark. Mark hosts Rational Revolution here on Civic Media. Check it out. He does a great job. Do you still produce that show for Mark?
Mainly it's Todd and Amanda. I produce it sometimes.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
For whatever reason, Mark was here a lot when we started doing this show, and then I think they moved the recording earlier. I had never seen Mark anymore. But
because it went from actually on air to now Saturdays. Saturdays, I believe, and Sundays. So.
Okay. Is Mark avoiding me?
I think so.
Okay. I don't blame him. Mark says, long live the snack wrap. That's got to be a McDonald's thing, right?
The snack wrap is one of the best items ever on. But they took it off. They took it up.
It hit the bricks with the salad.
It was just like lettuce, a chicken strip, in like a wrap.
Okay.
And then some ranch. And I there might have been some other veggies on there. I haven't had it in a long time, but it was so good.
That may be, but it doesn't sound like a whole lot of thought went into that menu
but
item.
But it tastes great.
Mark also says dogs. Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution here on Civic Media. Check it out. He's a dog person, and he loves his snack wraps. Mark says, ha, 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 I'm not avoiding. Love the show. Love us. I love that. I don't know if that's what you meant, Mark, but I love us too. Oh, get that? I just called him Bark accidentally because he said dogs. So if you ever became like a dog walker or hosted a show about dogs, you could be Bark Becker. I love that. That's a good gimmick. I know, Mark. I'm just teasing. I do miss you, though. It was good to see you here and have our back and forth banter, but one of these days we'll rekindle the old gang. So we have... here's Anna from the 608 says, I'm a cat person. Cats are more cuddlier than dogs. Is that kind of understood?
I can see, yes. If you do have a loving cat like that, sometimes the cuddles can get too much.
That's the caveat. If you have a cat who likes you, they probably give great, cuddles.
I guess if you do have the cat for a long time, like I had a cat growing up that used to live with my grandma, and then we took her or took him, and it took him a couple years to get adjusted to us. And after that, yeah, he was completely fine.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So we got mostly dogs and two cats. Anna and Carol are cat people. Mark, Dave, me, and Conrad are dog people. So we'll keep those texts coming.
I'm going to take a poll, and at the end of the night, we'll see who wins.
Sounds good to me. Dogs are up 4-2 right now.
Yes.
So, and if this is a slow text night, like if we don't have the turnout, if people don't go to the polls for dogs and cats, that could decide the election. Do we have that Tony Shalhoub clip?
Yes, we do.
Is it from Quick Change?
Yes.
All right. We disagree. I don't think we played this a couple weeks ago. It was his birthday. He's from Green Bay, DePere, I think, more accurately. And I'm just a huge Tony Shalhoub fan. I am Facebook friends with him from years ago, but I don't know that he ever checks his Facebook. I don't know him. We've talked twice, but a heck of a nice guy. I would love to get him on Nightlight and talk about his work and find out if he has love for cats or dogs. That would be question number one.
Exactly.
To be honest, I couldn't care less. But I would love to have Tony on the show. And I think at 7:05, after Sean, I have a little tribute to Susie Essman, who plays Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's one of the funniest characters, to me, in TV history. She's just hilarious. She plays Jeff Garland's wife, who Jeff plays Larry's manager on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry's funny. Jeff's hilarious. Susie, I believe, came out of Second City. She is absolutely hysterically funny. So we'll do that at 7:05. We have to make sure the video, the audio is completely edited and censored because she has a potty mouth, as they say.
Yes, she does.
But let's do Tony Shalhoub. We never really got to celebrate his birthday properly. He's a local guy trying to get him on Nightlight. If you're listening and you know Tony, tell him what a great guy I am and that I reached out to him on Facebook. We did talk in the grocery store on two occasions, so he won't remember that. But go to bat for me, folks. I love you, the listeners. This is our show. So let's get Tony on the show. All right, so we have a clip. This is Tony Shalhoub in Quick Change as a cab driver who does not speak English. Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid are all trying to get out of New York after robbing a bank, and they get the one cab driver who can't speak English.
What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing?
He's asking where to.
Oh, God.
He just means which airport, that's all. Kennedy. JFK.
Sorry, I got so crazy back there.
What did Loomis say to get you so upset?
Oh, nothing. No, he's completely loyal to you. And you are to him, kind of like father and son, huh? You didn't mention Ratzinger or Martinique because the plan was perfect, and you didn't want to worry me with unlikely contingencies, right? I know I've been especially moody.
Not so as you'd notice.
And I know it's not exactly reasonable to expect a lot of attention under the circumstances. But, you see...
What are you doing?
Oh, Jesus! The damn airport!
What, do you got your ears? Come on!
All right, now, easy. He may be a guest in our country. Friend! Kennedy! Here, look! Kennedy Airport! Look! Yeah! He's got it.
Oh, great. And why don't you take us straight to Sing Sing?
Please don't say that. You're going to upset Loomis.
Oh, God forbid.
No, please.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. It's so good.
We'll be right back.
What are you doing?
Huh?
It's red! Stop! Stop! You don't even understand colors, do you? You don't know red from hell.
There's a real cabin. Stop! Taxi!
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the Wisconsin Legislative Task Force yesterday that protections are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs to AI, and investing in more research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Dane County clerk has teamed up with a Star Wars parody character to talk about election security. His office and production house Blame Society put out a public service announcement through the eyes of Darth Vader's little brother.
Darth Vader?
Close. It is I, Chad Vader.
Oh, well, hi there. What can I do for you?
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says he was actually advised not to use humor when it comes to election security, but he and other clerks across Wisconsin need the public to know our elections are safe.
It's important for us to try to figure out a way to cut through the noise, through the disinformation and misinformation. Clerks are really struggling with how to deal with that. And I think it's important for all of us to try new ways to reach out and get the information we want out there.
We have a link to the full PSA on our website. Just head to mad.radio. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low to the mid-30s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night in early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild. Right now it's 53.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, the Busted Pencils will join us.
And we'll be talking about different ways to vote with Scott Klug.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Blue. See the sky in front of you.
fun night. Wednesday, downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide here from beautiful City Deck Landing on a great fall night here in the state of Wisconsin. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me. And it's great to welcome to the show someone from my own hood. I don't have a ton of guests from Marinette, but we are on statewide. So occasionally someone comes on from my hometown, is nice enough to grace our airwaves. And I've got one of them right now, and he's the marketing director for the Marinette Community Rec Center. And he joins me now, Sean Katzbeck. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I think if you remember correctly also, I believe not only am I from your own hood, but my wife actually graduated with you.
That's right.
From Catholic Central.
We talked about that last time, didn't we? That's right.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Oh, that's fantastic. Don't hold our Catholic education against us, Sean. We turned out okay.
Yeah, well, she turned out absolutely perfect, so I've got to believe you're pretty damn good, too.
Well, now you just said that on the radio, so it's official, so I will vouch for you. That's so great. It's great to have you back on the show, buddy. So the event is Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and it's at the Marinette Community Rec Center. This is such a great... This is a big undertaking for you. You're the marketing director. You put the whole thing together, I'm sure, with help, but still, that's a lot of heavy lifting. Tell us about the event, Sean.
Yeah, so the event is on Saturday, November 2nd. And basically what we do is we have six barbecue competitors who come in, and they basically battle for the best barbecue on the bay.
Nice.
Yeah, and then along with that, we have serve craft beer from Rail House, which, as you know, is award winning. So
sure.
It is actually quite good beer. And then this year, we're excited. We have two stellar blues performers coming in from Chicago.
That's so great. Let's start with all right. Let's break this down.
You bet.
So. You've got this great event. You just kind of gave us a thumbnail of the whole thing. Let's talk about your blues entertainment from Chicago, one of the blues capitals of the world. What made you want to go with blue? Other than that it sounds great in the title, what made you go for blues? Because I have to be honest, I was like, first, I thought it was so cool because you don't get to hear live blues or jazz typically in Marinette. And I was like, no way is this coming to the rec center. This is so cool. So what made you decide to go with blues? And how did you track down a blues Hall of Famer like Joe Moss?
Yeah, so let me first answer the first question. The second first answer is yes, it did go very well together. But also just kind of wanted to get away from the normal rock or country band vibe,
yeah,
and wanted to offer something that was a little bit more different. And also the fact that it has the capability to really play to a wide variety. So that was the other reason why.
That's great.
Ironically, I grew up down in Chicago and Joe and I went to school together.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And, so we first met on the wrestling mat in eighth grade. Yes,
so
I did beat him.
and that's when he first learned to sing the blues, when you beat him at wrestling.
When I gave him that forehead crusher. So, and then we became friends, because in junior high school, you had all these different junior high schools and they all come together and go to the same high school. And so we went to the same high school, and we just, you know, he was an offensive lineman. I was an offensive lineman. We just had similar likenesses. And so that's why, that's how I got to know Joe. I actually, ironically, had no idea that Joe played the blues until, wow. About 4 years ago, I started to see him on YouTube videos, and I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe this.
Oh, that's so great. He probably got worse at wrestling, but better at his craft of being a musician. So good for you, and lucky for us in Marinette.
So then what ended up happening is with this show, I said, Joe, I really want to do something spectacular because I really want to kick this up a notch. This is our fourth year doing it. I'd like to have you come, but I'd like you to make a recommendation on, you know, one more blues musician that we could bring in. And Joe recommended a gentleman by the name of Taranzo Cannon.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he said, hey, I played with Taranzo. He's a really good guy. We can definitely get him to do this. So that's the direction I went, trusting him. And Taranzo right now is the number one album in the nation on the Blues Electric chart, ahead of Buddy Guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, Sean. And good for us. It's so great that you're bringing kind of an atypical performer, because you're right. You would expect typically country or classic rock or something like that. But I think there's nothing like live blues is just fantastic. So I think people are going to have a really good time with that. What about, you said it's a, all right, let's talk about the food now. You said it's a competition. How does that work?
So what basically we've done is we are having the just different dignitaries, people who are from other areas. I'd love to have you, Pete. If you want to be a judge, you let me know. I'll make you a judge.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And so basically, this is going to be a brisket challenge.
Nice.
And I'm sure you've heard of some of these names. Primal Eats has won this now for 3 years in a row. They'll be competing. Pitt Brothers, which is over in Menominee, Michigan, they'll be competing. There's a gentleman who actually has a smokehouse and does a lot of rib stuff up in Iron Mountain. That's called Smokelers. They'll be there. And then we have two food trucks, the Tasty Traveler, and also Jack's Fry Shack. Both of those are in Marinette. And then lastly, there's a gentleman who I think is our dark horse here. If you will, he's our Chicago Bears of the NFC. Nobody's picking him to win. And that is BS Barbecue, which is out of O'Connell Falls. But this guy, Blaine is his name. Blaine has won some very big competitions nationally.
No kidding. Wow. This sounds like a real, like an absolute blast. And it almost sounds like you need more than 5 hours. You're going from 5 to 10. You got live music, two different artists playing, and then you've got this cook-off. How are you doing it, like, with the rec center, Sean? Are you using the pickleball courts and the basketball courts?
Yes.
Do you have stuff cordoned off? How does that work?
Yeah, so we will use that middle court area, exactly. It's called the activity hall.
Okay.
And what we do is we set up the barbecuers on the one side wall. And what's really cool, this is kind of unique and different, is what we do is if you have a VIP ticket, you get a free sample from every single barbecue person. You also get a free beverage of your choice. And then you also get what's called a VIP pit passport, and that allows you to vote for the fan favorite.
Wow. All right. That is a lot. There's a lot going on. This just sounds like a blast. Here's what we're going to do. My guest is Sean Katzbeck. He's the marketing director for the Marinette Community Rec Center, a great facility that we have up there in Marinette. So happy to have it. We're going to give away some tickets. So if you text us, we can give you 2 tickets. All you have to do is say, I'm in, give us your name, or I want to attend Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and these tickets are yours. So let us know, and it's going to be a great night. Sean, let's talk about the brew. You said Railhouse. I got to be honest. I'm not necessarily a beer drinker, but I tried, and it, but someone shared a blueberry beer from Rail House with me once, and I was like, I don't even like beer necessarily to begin with. Now you got blueberries in it, but I tasted it, and it was dynamite.
It's crazy. That is like their favorite, that I've seen, their most favorite beer.
Really?
And actually, I just got a email from the Rail House, from the master brewer there. His name is Chris.
Yeah.
And Chris is feverishly trying to re-put together a few beers, but the blueberry one is still on the docket. So
okay.
It's called Out of the Blue.
Yes, you're right.
And it's a blueberry, and it's got this like blueberry toned taste along with just a great beer taste. It's a great smooth beer. But they being Rail House and Chris, they've won several awards with that beer and also their Silver Cream beer.
Oh yeah.
Kind of an homage to Ocano, I guess, used to have a brewery itself. And before I moved to the area, and so they ended up getting, they ended up creating that beer from the actual recipe that was handed down.
That's so great. And you're talking about, of course, I think Chris Kanine, right? The brewmaster at the Rail House. Great guy.
Super great guy.
Yeah. And you say Silver Cream, that takes me back to every time I go into the restroom at the Rail House and I use the urinal, I'm staring right at the Silver Cream beer. They have those posters of all those retro beers. It's so fun. All right. So, wow, that sounds like a blast too. So is that a competition or are they just offering this beer? Do you buy tickets? Do you have to buy the beers individually?
No, they're just selling those beers outright.
Okay.
And what's kind of cool is that the Kiwanis Club is actually the club selling the beer. 100% of the proceeds goes to autistic children in Marinette who have been vetted and are in need of an iPad. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so that money is used to purchase iPads for autistic children.
That's so great. Okay, so if you are interested in two free tickets to Blues, Brews, and Barbecue at the Marinette Community Rec Center, text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will set you up. It's going to be a great night. Sean, what else goes into something like this? You've got all this stuff. Let's talk about the rec center, too. Can we keep you for another segment?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I've got a few questions because this is the rec center is a great thing for the community up there. I know they hit a couple of speed bumps along the way, but now it's just kind of humming along. You're doing a great job. The rec center is a great facility to have. And of course, Sean, you know what show you're on. I am going to ask you in the next segment what you're watching on TV. So be prepared for that too. And I might have to ask you about Chicago because that's my hometown too. So we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot in common. Sean Katzbach's coming back. We got a couple more minutes with Sean after this quick break. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smash. a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. We are talking with Sean Katzbeck here, who is the marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have a little National Lampoon celebration with one of the writers for National Lampoon, and the voice of the network will be here at 7:20. Right now, we have a few more minutes talking about this great event in Marinette. It's November 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. Legendary blues artist Joe Moss will be there with Taranzo Cannon also. Joe and Sean went to high school. Sean literally mopped the mat with him in wrestling, but we won't bring that up.
That's because I was scared to death of him.
So, I, as I understand it, Joe is going to be on the Mino and the Mayor show tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're going to get him on your show, too.
Oh, I would love that. He's absolutely welcome. It'd be great to have him here. You said you were from Chicago, Sean. I didn't know that. We have that that in common as well. I spent the first 12 years of my life there and then lived there for quite a bit as an adult as well. Where did you grow up?
Oh, so, you know that old joke, if you lived in Chicago, you'll know it, and that is I'm from Chicago. I'm actually from the suburbs. So
oh, okay.
I always tell people, the caveat is that I was about 30 miles outside of Chicago in a city called Hoffman Estates.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know Hoffman Estates.
So, all right. You know, we all want to call Hoffman our home. I actually ran into somebody who lived south of Rockford and said they were from Chicago. Now, that's really pushing it.
We're from the far west suburbs, also known as the Quad Cities.
But yeah, so I grew up in Hoffman Estates, lived there for 19 years, and then joined the service, and have never been back.
Look at you! And now you're making your home in Marinette, a lovely place to live. You met your wife there, I assume, and that's That's exciting. So we are giving away tickets to this event. So if you text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've got two tickets with your name on it. All you have to do is tell us your name and mention Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. That is happening November 2nd from 5 to 10. Great entertainment. Just a really fun night in the Marinette area there with great beer and a cook-off, too, of brisket. Who doesn't love that? So, all right. So you got this competition. What else? And also the proceeds are going to a good cause, autistic children in Marinette in need of iPads. I did some work in the public schools there too, Sean, helping out the educators and that, sure. And special ed. And that is a great thing. I don't think people really understand how much these kids need this stuff. So I applaud you for that. Now, where can people get tickets for the event, Sean? And it's $17.50 a person. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's $17.50 for the general admission tickets, and the VIP tickets are $27.50.
Okay.
They can go on our website, which is fishonmarinette.com, and right in the upper right-hand corner, there's a pig. Click on the pig. Take you to what you need to do to get your tickets.
That's great.
Or you can just call the rec center, and they can just, you know, take your order right over the phone. So whatever's easiest for you, you can either call the rec center, which is 715-732-2006, or they can go to the website, fishonmarinette.com, click the pig, and away you go.
That sounded so awesome and Americana and small town. Go to fishon.com and click on the pig, baby. That's so great.
Fish on net.
So I mentioned before the break, Sean, the rec center hit a couple of speed bumps when they were first building it. It was kind of a struggle to get it to the community. There were a lot of dedicated people that put their time and their money and effort into it, and a couple different mayors. And now it's doing well, right? I mean, we love having it in the community, but how are things going there?
No, it's going really well. The facility is a state-of-the-art 117,000 square foot facility that has three basically different dedicated rooms. One room, one third of the facility, is a turf facility that the turf and everything is the exact same people who put the turf in at the Hudson Center, at the Don Hudson Center.
Okay.
So it's probably about a little bit more than a third of a football field.
Right.
In the middle area, we have the activity hall. The activity hall has three basketball courts that can be converted into tennis courts if need be, plus also four pickleball courts that are strictly dedicated for pickleball. And then we've painted lines on the last set of tennis courts to create another two pickleball courts. So we actually have six in there now. And then the ice arena, the ice hockey, that's an NHL size ice arena, that has, we've had every year for the past 3 years, we've had the Gamblers play, a warm-up game,
yeah.
With Madison. So a preseason game. And then we do a variety of different events. We do live entertainment like this type of event, but also concerts. We just did this past weekend, Pete, MMA. We had professional MMA in there.
I saw that.
Yeah, we have got professional boxing.
Hey, Sean. Let's do this more often. We got to connect more often. We're almost out of time now, but we'll,
okay.
Next time you come back, let's talk a little TV. We'll talk about more of what's coming up at the rec center. And you guys do great work there. Keep it up. I was in a dodgeball tournament there in February. I was sore.
Oh, your sister put that on.
That's right. And I was sore until a week ago Tuesday, but I'm still glad I did it. And it was a great event. So
she did great at that. She was awesome.
Hey, man, you have a great night. I'll see you out at the event. I'd love to be a judge. Keep me posted. I'm here if you need me. And thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Pete, and hell on wheels.
All
right. That's what I want.
All right, that's Sean Gatzbeck. Marinette Community Rec Center. Check it out. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue November 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. More coming up after Civic Media's award-winning news.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, J.R. Ratcliffe to talk all things sports. This Shouldn't Be a Thing wraps it up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.